It's not that easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that.
Wendy, nobody knows. Nobody knows how difficult it is being green, like our next guest, Lou Ferrigno.
Hello,
who
sir.
Played Kermit the Frog on television for many years. Hello, Lou. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Great to see you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
We're thrilled to meet you.
Thank you.
We really are. You have you've let yourself go, obviously.
I know.
That's sad.
I know. You know, when you let yourself go, you end up 243 pounds with 8% body fat, and you look like Lou Ferrigno.
We should all let ourselves go. Every one of us should let ourselves go. You look better now.
You do.
What are you doing? You're in perfect shape.
Consistency, working out, taking care of myself, and being passionate about it.
And you've just been named head of the fitness council from the president. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm hoping to be
that.
Selected. I know the cat's out of the bag. I'm hoping to be selected, though the choices are very good. The chances are very good.
I think you will be selected. I would put money down that somebody will
select you
for this. Lou is in town, of course, for Wizard World, the Comic-Con in Rosemont, which is running now through Sunday.
Yeah.
And I've been there. I've seen the lines of people, the throngs of people who want to meet you. It ranges. It's little kids. It's old people. It's people from all over the world.
Three different generations.
How about that?
It's fun because it's almost a span of like 41 years, and I enjoy it because they come to the table, chat with them, they take pictures. Also because it has a lot to do with my physicality.
Yeah.
They're not seeing the guy in a costume, so they see me a person. It's just... it radiates a positive influence.
Sure.
Now, were you just a hero? Where was this? Someone had a seizure at one of the Comic-Cons. Where was
that? That was in Knoxville, Tennessee.
And you came to the rescue?
Well, a guy came to the table, the young guy. Apparently, he was leaning forward, trying to talk to me. And I said, why is he leaning too forward? And suddenly, he started to have a seizure. Now, myself being a trained deputy sheriff, I'm a first responder. So I immediately made sure that the area was clear and he won't fall on the floor because I know it was a stroke, I know it was a heart attack, but the father was nearby. He said it was diabetes. He had a diabetic.
So I had
a hand in that because sometimes when you deal with people like that in that state, you have to make sure you know the vital signs.
And he's okay?
Yeah.
And is telling everybody that the Hulk saved him?
Yeah.
What a story.
Well, very
that's
happy
the best
about
story.
It.
Lou, do me a favor. For years, you worked with a guy that I consider to be one of the most underrated actors in the history of television, Bill Bixby.
Yep.
Everything this guy was in, he was always great.
Oh, he was
including
great.
Including the Hulk. What was it like working with him?
It was great because I was a fan of his because of the TV series he'd done. So I got a chance to work with him. And you know, when you're first in the business, I was like intimidated for the first day on the set.
Yeah.
I'm like staring at him. Oh my God, I don't know anything about acting. So then we got into slowly. When they put the makeup on, that I learned about pantomime, that acting without speaking, everything fell into place.
Yeah. You know, people knew him mostly from comedies like My Favorite Martian or Courtship of Eddie's Father, but he proved he could do a lot more than just comedy. He was really good in the Hulk.
Oh, Bill was very funny. He was a wonderful director and a producer as well.
Yeah.
So you started in Pumping Iron. That's when you first got sort of an acting bug, and then The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
You know where I loved you? On King of Queens.
That was a great show.
Oh, my God. You did such a good job. How'd you switch from working out and Mr. Universe and Mr. Whatever you've been, because it's been a lot of titles? How do you get into the acting bug then?
Well, it started with The Hulk, because since I've done The Hulk, I've done over 5 TV series and 40 films. But when I did The Hulk, after I finished doing the series, I ended up doing stage play, theater. As a matter of fact, I did a play here, Arsenic and Olay, 30 years ago at the Drury Lane Theater.
Oh, my God.
Theater in the Round. And a lot of celebrities came down to watch me. And, you know, theater in the Round, you can't cheat.
Otherwise, right.
When you're acting on a stage, sometimes you could face the wall. But theater in the Round, that is 360 degrees. So there's nothing you could cheat or hide. So that was a challenge. I had a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Lou, was there ever a time, because you're hearing impaired, was there ever a time as a kid where you said, I have a dream, there's things I want to achieve, but because of this, it's going to be more difficult? Did you ever miss out on anything because of this?
Well, I've had a lot of dreams, and you know, I had a very negative father.
Did you?
I had a negative environment, kept telling me, you can't. If you had to hear me, if, all the ifs. So I decided that I'm not going to, you know, listen to the negativity. I'm going to basically not take a second seat to anyone.
Good.
I keep hearing all the if. And then I decided to be a warrior, and then I wanted to conquer all my dreams because, you know, nothing is impossible. If you maximize what you have and be the best you can be, there's no reason why you could follow your dream.
Did he get to see what you achieved, your dad?
Yes, he did, but, you know, it's a love and hate relationship. And what's funny is that my father was the NYPD lieutenant. And 12, 13 years ago, I became a deputy. I went through the academy, so basically, because, you know, being told when you're young, because in those days, they did the best they could. You could choose your friends, but you can't choose your parents. So the way I grew up back then, you know, dealing with the hearing issue, with being the bully, it was a different time ever. It wasn't like today. You have social media. You could reach out to someone. In my time, it was more like hidden, so it was more like isolated. So I had to fight with adversity. And I was a different person back then.
Sure.
I had difficulty speaking, difficulty hearing. And I was able to change all that to maximize that.
Good.
So you were bullied.
Yes.
And now, God.
How big were those guys who bullied you? They must have been
Not much bigger when I was young growing up. A lot of times I would just get beat up a lot.
Really?
He didn't look like this coming out of the womb,
Bill. I guess not.
But is that where you turned to weightlifting and getting in shape because of that?
Definitely. That led me to bodybuilding and fitness because I wanted to be strong and protect myself. Because back then, you know, what I'm talking about, like in the early 60s, weight training wasn't popular. Back in those days, you know, it just if you get one of those Charles Atlas courses or there wasn't like shows on TV. You only got like the Hercules film.
Oh, yeah.
So everything was like through magazines.
Steve Reeves?
Yeah,
was it Steve
magazines
Reeves?
You read about the comic. It wasn't like a conversation you could have with anybody in the street talking about bodybuilding and fitness because they condemned it.
Yeah.
Because people always said, you know, Lou works out with weights, he's obsessed with weights, something's wrong with him, maybe he needs to see a psychiatrist, he's not functioning like a normal person. But with my passion, that kept me alive.
And you know, the weird thing is the endorphins that you create working out help you with your psyche and everything. So
exactly.
You don't need a
psychiatrist. The confidence, the discipline, the determination, and the perseverance.
Lou, what do you think of this? They have these cochlear implants now, and a lot of people who are hearing impaired say, no, if you're born a certain way and you have a difficulty hearing, you shouldn't do anything to alter that. What do you think of that?
No, I think it's great because myself, I have the Esteem implant.
And you
that
do.
Helped me tremendously. But the cochlear implant, now they're applying that to babies.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you're like, you're older, but now when you're very young, because great thing about cochlear implant is that sometimes if you have no hearing, it gives you some hearing. It works with the brain. And I think it's great because the more hearing you have, the better it is.
God, they've come such a long way in all these things. Yeah. Unbelievable.
And also, the technology of hearing aids is incredible. Now you have Bluetooth with the iPhone.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got to ask you about the Eric Andre Show. You were on it. A little guest comes out dressed as the Hulk, sitting very close to you. And you seemed very annoyed, which I can totally understand.
They were trying to provoke me.
And so that was for real. Because it was really annoying.
And I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
So at the time, I had surgery. I had rotator cuff surgery. I think I was in a sling. Yeah, I came on the show.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, why am I being treated like this? But it was negative.
It was pretty negative, and I just had to ask, because it's like sometimes people go, oh, that was staged. It didn't look staged to me.
No, it wasn't.
Did you walk off? You walked off the show, didn't you?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. I think I walked off the show. I should end the show.
Yeah.
The person kept trying to antagonize me, kept touching me. And I just told him, I appreciate if you keep your hands off me. But I just knew because I was on medication because of my shoulder surgery. And I was very upset. I even told my agent, I said, you should know more in advance. But don't put me in this position. Yeah.
It's a very uncomfortable show to watch. And you were being very polite at the beginning. And then it was just being pushed a little beyond your limit.
Uh-huh.
I get it.
We will not antagonize you. Wendy won't. I won't. No one here will antagonize. I promise.
Although I would rather do Rosie O'Donnell show than doing that.
Lou Ferrigno's here. Do not antagonize him. If you're going
to
call in at 312-981-7200, do not antagonize Lou Ferrigno. That's all we ask. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN. It's Bill F. and it's Wendy Snyder. Lou Ferrigno is here. Yeah, Lou Ferrigno is here. He's in town at Wizard World in Rosemont. Go see it. Wizardworld.com has all your ticket information. What do you think of the other actors, Lou, who played the Hulk, of Ed Norton, of Mark Ruffalo? When you see somebody else playing the Hulk,
they were all good actors, but I'm spoiled with Bill Bixby.
Yeah, yeah.
But Ruffalo is a wonderful actor.
Yep.
Yeah, I think he's doing a great job.
You have done so many interviews. You were just on the Pete McMurray show, and I just, not to embarrass Pete, but I guess Pete just downed some Muscle Milk and threw it out. What do you think of that stuff?
I think it's great. I think it's a great supplement. Yeah.
Doesn't look like it's working on McMurray.
I eat a lot of Reese's peanut butter cups. Do you think that's a good? I eat a lot of Reese's peanut butter cups. Is that good for me? Do you think?
I do.
You do. You do. Good.
I love peanut butter. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Now we're talking.
So you said that when you were getting bullied a little bit, and you turned to working out and lifting weights, and not a lot of people were doing it back then. What was your first routine like? Did you just pick up dumbbells?
My first routine. I made my own barbell. I was poor. I couldn't afford it. I got a cement pail. I filled half with cement, two pails, and I stuck a broomstick till it got hard. And I remember lifting it kind of like awkward, but I just liked the feeling of lifting it. But I remember the pail would be spinning around the broomstick. That's why I keep it balanced. Because a friend of mine had waist. I went to their house. I couldn't afford waist. I made my own. And then sometimes I work out with their waist. But I was trying to get the movement correctly to see how much you can press. I was like 12 or 13 years
old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lou, at my health club, they've told me I want to work out every other day to give my muscles time to relax, but something tells me you work out, if not every day, every 20 minutes. You look like you work out constantly.
No, I do 40 minutes cardio, 20 minutes of weight training, but I train the body parts. I split the body parts.
Oh, up. You do?
I don't train the same body part every day.
Yeah. Because it's bad for your muscles, right? You need to give them a little time to relax.
Yeah, you need to stimulate the muscles every 72 hours.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is it true that you're really kind of ripping the muscle and then it repairs itself and then it gets big and bulky and lovely like you are? Is
exactly.
That how it happens?
What I like to do sometimes, I like to beat my body up and then go get a good massage after that. That helps me.
That's key,
yeah,
isn't it?
Because I don't want to get all these spasms, all these knots, because I fly a lot, especially when you fly two planes. Then you get off the plane, you feel kind of stiff.
Yeah.
So it's important to take care of your body.
Lou and I have the same problems, Wendy.
Yes, we do. You said this is your last interview. Of course, Lou Ferrigno is going to be at the Wizard World Comic Con. It's going on all weekend long. Donald D. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. It's fun. Wizardworld.com if you'd like to find out more information. This is your last interview of the day.
Yeah, and it opens today at 12 o'clock.
And then you were worried about getting breakfast. You want to get breakfast. What does the Incredible Hulk have for breakfast?
Well, I'm going to have a breakfast. I'll tell you exactly. I'm going to have three egg whites mixed with one yolk. With tomatoes, omelet, cottage cheese, a muffin with peanut butter and jam,
got
coffee,
your
water,
there.
And orange juice. How's that?
Look at that.
What about Fruit Loops? No Fruit Loops? No.
I think you
should have two Fruit Loops just to say you did it. How come in the comic books for years and years when they would tell the story of the Hulk, his name was Dr. Bruce Banner? But when it was on TV, it was Dr. David Banner.
Because back in the 70s, when I began the series, TBS wanted the name David because they felt that the name Bruce sounded gay.
Too feminine.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
That's correct.
But Bruce Wayne, they never changed. But he was
no,
Batman,
but the original name was Bruce Banner. Yeah. Not David Banner, but they changed David Banner.
Yeah.
But CBS.
They were afraid
and
the name
sounded
gay.
Also, they said nothing
gay.
Below the navel. Far close.
Really?
Yeah.
It was like I Dream of Jeannie. The same thing happened in I Dream of Jeannie. Wow. Wow. If that show had gone on for years and years, would you have stayed with it?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, why not, right?
We were supposed to film another season, but apparently they pulled the plug because it was very expensive.
Oh.
That was a mistake because we were doing well in the rating.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But time to move on.
Our producer, Kevin, works out quite a bit. He's in great shape, and he wanted to arm wrestle you.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't want that for air?
No, not
sorry. Okay. But Kevin was telling us.
He looks very confident behind the window. Let's see what happens if we go behind the window with him.
I Love You, Man is a movie he was bragging about this morning. I haven't seen it yet, so I have
great
to watch
movie.
It.
Best comedy of 2008.
God, why didn't I see it?
You should see it. It's really funny.
Any more acting for you? Because you're really good.
Yeah, I just did a comedy of Game of Thrones called Purge of Thrones. I played the role of Ned. We filmed that at the Leeds Castle 4 months ago. I got a movie that came out from Instant Death from Sony Pictures, the British film. And I've got a couple more films. And also, you'll see the new Thor film. You'll be here by Sense of Surprise.
Oh, are you in the new Thor film?
I can't say
You can't say?
He might be.
He might be.
That's excellent.
What have you turned down? Like, what has somebody come to you and said, Lou, we've got an idea, and then you read it and you go,
I've never turned anything down.
You never know?
Sometimes I have bad luck because sometimes I've had opportunities, but because of schedule conflict.
Oh, that makes sense.
All right, now you got me hungry thinking about your breakfast. Is that the most important meal of the day?
Yeah.
Is it really?
The more you're talking, the more hungry I'm getting.
I know, that's his dangling carrot right now.
I'm literally starving.
During the commercial break, it's like, you're going to get there by 11?
I just feel the ache and the peanut butter.
Wendy, two rules. Do not intimidate Lou Ferrigno and do not make him hungry.
I know. I'm
Please.
Sorry.
The last thing you want to do is make him more hungry. What's the worst? Is there one food that's like your guilty pleasure food that you know you shouldn't be eating, but you eat it anyway?
Too much peanut butter.
Is that right?
Well, you know, over the years, I was splurged to have cake and pastry, stuff like that. But now it's just, I probably just have a taste of something. I don't splurge anymore.
Right. You can't let yourself, you don't want people to go, oh, the incredible bulk. You don't want that.
No.
You got to stay strong.
I'll be like you.
Oh, zing, zing. You really do look fantastic. You really
Thank you.
Do.
I appreciate it.
You do. And you got a great sense of humor. And what else can we talk about today?
I wonder, is there a Mrs. Ferrigno? Are you married?
Yeah.
You are.
38 years.
Congratulations. 38 years.
38 years.
So how did she meet you? What happened that when
she threw me out of the restaurant. I thought of her being the female manager, so she threw me out of the restaurant. She was managing TGI Friday.
Really?
And then I went back again a couple of weeks later with a different circumstance. And then we dated, and then...
38 years.
And then she hooked you.
It's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kids?
Yeah, three kids, 36. My daughter, my two boys are 32 and 27. And my middle son, Lou, he's filming a TV series now called SWAT for CBS.
Wow.
Based on the old TV series SWAT?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
They're in great shape, aren't they?
Exactly.
You won't let them get out of shape?
No.
It must be tough though, like when you're the dad, like my dad was not built like you, sir, it was easy for me to top that, but for them it must be very difficult.
It is very difficult. Still difficult today.
We heard off the air Michael Rooker was in with us yesterday from The Walking Dead and, of course, Guardians of the Galaxy. And he took over your booth at Wizard World one year?
Yeah, he wrote down cartoons on my drawing, and he's always making fun of me. Michael is an extrovert 24/7.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you see Rooker, you know he's coming.
Yeah.
But he wears the same leather jacket, the same hat, the same glasses, the same white T-shirt. I've seen him for the last 7 years.
You should, as a Christmas present, you should buy him a new outfit.
I think I'm going to do it today.
Who do you like to see? Because you've been doing Wizard World and all these Comic-Cons for so long. Who do you run into besides Michael Rooker that you like catching up with?
Well, there's so many people I see him all the time. I would say nobody special this weekend. I've seen him more. I work with him a lot.
Yeah.
Wasn't it said this will be the first year we don't have Adam West anymore?
Yeah.
I'm sure you got to know him over the years.
Oh,
a nice
he's a great
man,
guy.
Wasn't
I like
he?
Adam West. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he, like yourself, always stayed in very, very good shape, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, he did. He hiked a lot, but for some reason, he just got ill and passed on.
Yeah, that's so sad. Lou, an honor
Thank
to meet you.
You.
So much fun to meet you. I know you're hungry, and
Go
I'm not going to keep
Thank
you away from breakfast anymore. Go see Lou Ferrigno.
Okay.
Bring him something to eat. He's hungry. He's at the Wizard World Comic-Con in Rosemont today through Sunday.
He is Visit. Out the door because he really cannot
hungry.
Stop thinking about
he's
breakfast. Great
hungry.
To meet you.
Thank you so much, Lou. We'll take a quick break, then some news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.